Let's open to Psalm 149. 149. And this time we only have 9 verses. And let's take 3 readers. Anybody else wants to? Okay. Then we'll start with Sister Lydia reading 3 verses, and then Brother Frank, and then Brother Tom. All right?
Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp.
The Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand.
Yes. To execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Yesterday we had the heaven and the earth and the depths and people, let them praise the name of the Lord. Here we have the saints. His praise in the congregation of saints. And fifth verse, let the saints be joyful in glory. And ninth verse, this honor have all his saints. The saints should have a special joy and a new song, and they should sing it forth with rejoicing. Hallelujah. It says that he is the creator, he is the king, he is the savior. See that, the second verse. The Lord made us. And let God's people rejoice in him that made them. Let Israel, that's let God's people. God is the creator, creator of everything. But he also made the church. He called us out. We are those who have been called unto himself. And here we are now, saints. That means the ones that are separated unto him. And we're rejoicing because he has created us and he has made us his own. And then we're rejoicing because he is our king. That same verse, let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. And if there is a king, then there are subjects, and we are those subjects. And that means that we bow to his scepter. We are subject to his authority. And then the fourth verse, it says that he is the Savior. He takes pleasure in his people and he beautifies the meek with salvation. Creator, King, Savior. When we think of him in those three aspects, then we are to rejoice. He is great and mighty. He made us, and he is our king. He rules over us, and he is our savior who has rescued us from destruction and given us life eternal, fellowship with him in glory. So let the saints be joyful. Up here at camp, sometimes we share a room. So does Sister Aletha sing aloud upon her bed? She doesn't do that. It says to do that. Now I caught you. Maybe that's for when we're alone. I don't know. I sometimes sing in my dreams. I don't know if I'm singing aloud, though. I had such a good dream. I was telling them at the table last night. I mean, this morning I was telling them, but the dream was last night. I was teaching my Sunday school class, and I have some elderly men and some middle-aged men and some even younger than I in my class, and the ones in front of me were all older, and Lou Klaus was one of them. He's in my class, and he's 96 years old, and he was the one that I kind of, he was the one that made me happiest in my dream, because I was speaking about salvation. I was speaking about how we have sinned and need the Savior, and how it's always right to remember how we have come short of the glory of God, and to walk humbly before God, to have a contrite heart, and recognize our proneness to wander, as we had in one of the camp songs this year. And how we need the Lord, and how we are easily displease Him, so on. So it's kind of stressing humility and contrition and a life of repentance and tenderness before the Lord. And my wife was over here, and there was another lady. I could tell you her name. Her husband was one of the old men that was sitting out there in front of me. And I heard this lady say to Susan, "He shouldn't tell them that. Look at their faces. They look so glum and sad. He shouldn't be talking like that." I don't think she would say that in real life, but she said that in my dream. And I said, "We must always remember, when we think of all the sins that have offended the holiness of God, all the times that we have failed Him, add this to that. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin." And Brother Lou Klaus jumped out of his chair, clapped his hands, and said, "Oh, hallelujah." I don't think I've ever seen him do that either, but I'm sure he has it in his heart. It was just such a joy. I was rejoicing in glory upon my bed that with that dream, because it was so infectious, you know. When Brother Klaus jumped up out of his seat and clapped his hands over his head, said, "Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin." Then I saw the beautification of Brother Lou Klaus, the meek man, with salvation. Just what it says here. So praise the Lord. Yes, we can rejoice even on our beds. But let the high praises of God be in our mouths, a two-edged sword in their hand. I've heard a distinction made between praise and high praise. I know we sing about highest praise, and God deserves highest praise. Highest praise be yours. But I've heard a distinction made. I'm not sure that this is correct, but it sounds good to me that sometimes we praise the Lord because we should, and because we're told to, and because we know He's worthy. And often when we just do that as an act of obedience, and we persist in it, we sense that the Lord smiles upon that and comes to us and actually touches us, melts our hearts, causes us to sense His presence. And then it seems that He, by the Holy Spirit, takes over. As it says in Psalm 22, he sings praise in the congregation among His brethren. How does He do that? Well, he brings it about, doesn't he? He works it in our hearts, a sight of the Lord, and an adoration, a real bowing before Him and adoring Him. And there's something different when the Lord comes and anoints you as you praise Him. And I've heard this said too, a going through, a go through praise and prayer when God takes over. I remember a man coming to our church. He had attended for years, and then he moved to Puerto Rico. He comes here. Once in a while, we see Johnny Rivera. He comes back, but he moved his whole family to Puerto Rico. His mom still lives in Brooklyn, and so he comes through once in a while to visit. And one Friday night, he was there, and he read this psalm. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hands. He read the last four verses, and he said that, folks, it's an honor to praise the Lord. This honor have all His saints. It's an honor, he kept repeating that, it's an honor to praise the Lord. He told us that he didn't have that in this way that he had become used to in New York. He didn't have that where he attended attended meetings in Puerto Rico. But he was praising the Lord, and he was rejoicing. And he said he was trying to encourage us all to keep at it and do better. And he said, it's an honor. He kept saying that. He said it at least three, four times. Folks, it's an honor. It's an honor to praise the Lord. And when those high praises come into your mouth and flow from your heart, God works, as Frank was saying yesterday evening. God works in wonderful ways beyond that which we can know. There's something happening in the spiritual or heavenly realms. There are victories being manifested, and we're so thankful that we can praise our victorious Savior and King, and know that He is able for all that concerns us, and He's able to carry out His purposes, and He will. They will not be thwarted. They will not be thwarted. But God uses, God chooses to use people to accomplish His purposes. And oh, may we be more fully given to Him. And let us rejoice. Let us rejoice today, all day. Children of Zion, be joyful in your King. He takes pleasure in you. Delight yourself in Him. Be joyful. Sing the new song. It's an honor to serve the Lord. There's the highest form of service, worshiping God. Amen.